This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Conquer Worry, Fear, and Anxiety This Year by Dr. Michelle Bengston. I don't know what to do. Nothing I try seems to make a difference, she acknowledged as the tears streamed down her face. She had described recent headaches, shoulder and neck pain, butterflies in her stomach, difficulty concentrating, and a feeling of dread. What you're describing is common, so common, in fact, that it's considered the common cold of mental illness. It is? What is it? She asked. It's anxiety. And most people will experience some degree of worry, fear, or anxiety at some point in their life. But the good news is, it doesn't have to stay. Worry, fear, and anxiety are not your portion. God's peace is. This was a conversation I had with a patient in my private practice, but it was one that I had over and over again with so many of my patients. I always hated it when people would say, don't worry, but they didn't share how to practically rid ourselves of worry, fear, and anxiety. The Bible tells us to not be afraid, don't worry, and be anxious for nothing hundreds of times, because I suspect God knew how much we would struggle with their temptation. Fighting the battle. I remember sitting in the surgical waiting room. I waited for the doctor to come out and report on my husband's surgery. There was little I could do other than people watch. While I had brought my laptop with me to work and had reading material available, I couldn't focus on any of it. My husband had previously been diagnosed with cancer on two separate occasions. As I sat and waited, doctors performed a biopsy to determine whether their suspicion of a third bout of cancer was warranted. As I watched people come and go, I clearly saw the telltale signs of anxiety. People pacing, others crying, some talked nonstop about nothing of importance to fill the quiet, empty space, and most fidgeted in some form or fashion. This was not our first rodeo with cancer, and God had proven himself faithful to see us through the prior events. Yet, if I'm being honest, I was having to fight hard against the spirit of fear as the clock painstakingly ticked off the seconds and minutes. Thoughts raced through my head faster than a ball in a pinball machine. What if it's cancer and it isn't treatable? What if he dies and I'm left a widow? What if he dies and my children have to grow up without a father? My stomach also gave my anxious condition away as I sat feeling like a boulder had grown there overnight. While we can talk about the genetics and biochemistry involved in worry, fear, and anxiety, God has made it clear what the real root is. The enemy of our soul inflicts worry, fear, and anxiety on our lives through our thoughts with his lies. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." 2 Timothy 1:7 in the King James Version tells us, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Worry, fear, and anxiety are not good traveling companions. But like a smelly pair of socks will take over a laundry room, worry, fear, and anxiety will take over our lives if we aren't intentional about doing something about them. This requires war. This requires that we actively battle. Worry, fear, and anxiety are not our portion, but peace is. Jesus came to give us peace, which is not something that the world can give. But the second we open the door of our mind and heart to worry, fear, and anxiety, we sacrifice our peace. If we want to reclaim the peace God promises, we have to intentionally step into battle. Taking our thoughts captive. Over the years, I've had hundreds of patients ask me, "How do I do that?" Because I've been in the fight, I've learned some things about what works, and it is work. Scripture tells us, In 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. While my book, Breaking Anxiety's Grip, How to Reclaim the Peace God Promises, outlines several other key things we can do to break anxiety's grip on our lives, one of the most important things we can do is to take our thoughts captive. What does it mean exactly to take every thought captive? It means we can't just let our thoughts run around freely in our mind, for in doing so, we come into agreement with them. Instead, we have to pay attention to the thoughts we have, determine whether or not they are consistent with what God tells us in His Word, and if not, we have to refuse to let them stay and must replace them with the truth of God's Word. Here are some examples. When you think it's impossible, instead think all things are possible. When you think I'm not smart enough, remember that God promises to give you wisdom. When you think I can't figure it out, instead think God will direct my steps. When times are difficult and you're afraid you can't go on, instead think God's grace is enough for me. When you think you can't manage a situation, instead think God promises to supply all my needs. When you are afraid, remember that God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but instead He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. When you feel alone, instead remind yourself that God will never leave you. When you feel unloved or worthless, remember that God sent His Son to prove that you are worth it and that He loves you. When you are afraid, remember that if you tell God your worries, He promises to take care of you. And when your heart is anxious, remember that God promises to save you. All of these truths are based in Scripture. And you can visit my blog for the direct links to each of these Scripture passages. As we declare God's word over our lives and our situation, God promises that it will do its job because His word never returns void. The best thing we can do is talk back to those fears with God's truth. The pathway to peace. As I sat in that surgical waiting room, realizing that anxiety was trying to creep into my life, I began to speak to it. I reminded myself that the situation had not taken God by surprise. In fact, He knew about it long before I did, and His plans for me are good, so I could count on Him to take care of me, whatever the results were. He also promises that He works all things together for our good. So even if the biopsy came back positive for cancer, which it did, then God would work even that for our good. Even if God allowed cancer to take my husband's life, God promises He will not leave us alone and that He would be a husband to the widow and a father to the fatherless. It really all comes back to a matter of trust. Will we trust God even when what we see doesn't look good? Will we give up our need for control and trust that God has everything in His control? Will we trust that He will fulfill the promises He has made to us? It's not easy, but friend, neither is living in a state of worry, fear, and anxiety. Trusting God is the fastest path to peace. When Scripture says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but instead He gave us power, love, and sound mind, we can remain in peace knowing He has given us the weapons we need to do battle. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, everlasting, perfect love that casts out fear, and the mind of Christ. Now, we just need to use our weapons and do some battle to break anxiety's grip. When we do, peace prevails. A prayer to calm anxious hearts. Heavenly Father, we know You do not give us a spirit of fear, but instead of power, love, and sound mind. I pray for the one reading these words right now that You would minister to their anxious hearts and replace all worry, fear, and anxiety with Your peace and calm assurance. Remind them of Your truth that is greater than anything they might come up against. Rebuke the spirit of fear and in its place, loose Your peace to every cell of their being. Thank you, Lord, that you are Shalom, our perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen. For more tips on how to get rid of worry, fear, and anxiety, consider reading Michelle's book, Breaking Anxiety's Grip, How to Reclaim the Peace God Promises. I have read her book and it is fantastic, so you can visit my blog for the direct link to purchase her book. Michelle also has a free 7-day devotional reading plan on the Bible app to conquer worry, fear, and anxiety, which you can also access through the link on my blog. For more information on building positive habits for our mind, body, and soul, please also make sure that you sign up to join the rest of our Cultivate series.